Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Final hour of power here on the Burgundy and Gold today. Tapped into the youngest in charge, Noah Willingham. We'll take you up to 7 o'clock. In about a half hour, Trevor Sikkema, Pro Football Focus, going to join the program. We'll ask him about the Bill Merritt hype train that is running rampant on social media. We'll also get Tampa Bay Trey's thoughts on Terry McLaurin. And, you know, does he see an end in sight when it comes to this stare down between McLaurin and the Washington Commanders? Right now, I'm taking your calls at 301-230-0980. We're going to get the Nell Super Six Pack coming up here in a second. We'll recap the guys that are in the Super Six Pack. But before we do that, we'll get a couple of calls in here. Let's go to Mark in Largo. Once you chime in. What's up, Mark?
What's up, Lunell? How you doing, bro?
I know you were pretty happy
about the game yesterday with the running and everything. Still no Luke McCaffrey, but
well, hold on, because you know on social media, this is, I don't even know if you're on Twitter, man. This is the tweets that I got. All I keep getting is people quote tweeting all 22 from last night. See, Luke was open. You see, Luke was open. I could care less about
it. You know, they've been saying that same song and dance for about a year, Linnell. You know, and look, here's the reality. If I'm Luke McCaffrey, he better thank his lucky stars about, you know, Noah Brown probably being on the pup list. Because if I was the Commanders, I would just let him do punt return and kick return. Everybody says, you know, I got in an argument with Chris a little while ago.
He plays on the kickoff team too. So,
but he should also do punt return too.
Yeah.
And let Jalen, because here's the deal. You're going to have, Jalen Lane's going to have to be that third receiver. Because Noah Brown, and by the way, Noah Brown hasn't practiced at all, has he?
It's been a while. He hadn't practiced in almost three
weeks.
Okay.
So more likely, he's going on a pup list. So he's going to be on the pup for the first four games. So that means they're going to have to keep him. I think Saturday's game is going to decide who's the receiving core. That's basically what it is. Saturday's game, I thought the running with JCM was great.
Yeah.
I love Rodriguez. I know it's a bummer about Brian Robinson, but I've been talking about this for the last 6 months that they should have moved away from him.
You're right on that because I was late on the whole moving on from him piece.
Well, but, I know because you had other things you were trying to contemplate. It takes you a while to catch up with what I was saying. But at the same time, I do think the bigger issue for this team in the long run, and I'm glad they addressed the tackle, because I think the Laramie Tunsil injury may be a little bit more serious than what people think, and they're not telling people what's going on. You know, the one thing I think we're finding out with this regime, unlike people can say what they want to say about, look, I love this regime compared to what we have with Snyder. But Ron told you everything what was going on.
Dan ain't going to do that.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm thinking if they get another receiver, you know for sure that Noah Brown's going on the PUP list.
And the thing is, too, is they don't owe us an injury report until the Tuesday of the Giants game. So we're not going to get that until then.
And the thing with Terry, I think there's two critical dates. Tomorrow, if we don't see Terry practicing tomorrow.
Which I don't think he will because it's a short week.
Right. That's DEFCON 2. And if you don't see him Saturday at the game, then he's not going to play. But if you don't see him Saturday at the game.
Oh, that's the other thing.
That's DEFCON 1.
I wonder if he's going to show up Saturday. I appreciate you as always, Mark. I wonder if he shows up Saturday. I put all the money in the world. He's not practicing this week. They only got 2 days of practice and then a walkthrough Friday. Then next week, like I said earlier, they're going to go Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. They'll have Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday off. Get back in the building on. They may come back Sunday, but get back in the building on Monday. Off the Labor Day holiday, and then get grinding for the Giants, and then Tuesday we'll get an injury report. And then we'll see if he's on the practice field or not. But I don't know which way it's gonna go. I'm still holding out hope that it's gonna be water under the bridge and everything's gonna be fine. But I'm also being real with it. Like, him not showing up last night was definitely something more than it was nothing. Let's go to Paulie. Wants to chime in. What's up, Paulie?
Yeah, man, hell to the W, man. Hey, listen, man, him showing up last night was much ado about nothing, man. First of all, it had to be a thing communicated between him and the team. Because if it wasn't...
No, for sure.
Best believe they would have fired him. If they didn't have no idea about it, if he blindsided him with that, they would have fired him, and that report would have been out there. That's number one on that thing. Two, listen, man, the one caller talking about the agent... have you listened to Terry talk? Has he strike you as a non-intelligent guy?
Exactly.
This guy is very intelligent. He knows what he wants and what he's worth. And he's willing to sacrifice whatever he has to sacrifice, what he needs to do to get what he wants, to get the money he wants, and get paid when he wants to get paid. Is that with us or with another team? And I think that's where his mindset is at right now. He's going to pay me a fair deal, whatever, or trade me. Or if I got to play out, if he plays out this year on the same contract, next year he's going to be traded in the offseason.
Look, Paulie, I agree because I don't think they're going to waste time trying to franchise tag him either just to go through the same song and dance.
Yes, I've been saying this, man. And miss me with this. He has a contract. He's under contract. You know who else who's under contract? And got 1 year left on his contract, and he showed up for camp, and he participated in practice, and he's about to get cut. Brian Robinson. Right? The team ain't honoring that contract, but you want the player to honor their contract. This is status quo for a player who has leverage, and leverage is had a good previous season, consecutive seasons, and wants a new deal with 1 year left on the contract.
Yeah.
So miss me with all this. He got a contract. This is my whole point my whole time. Like, teams don't honor players when they have contracts, as we've seen what's going on with Brian Robinson. Number one, Brian Robinson's not trash, Mark. He ain't trash. If he had 2 years left on his deal or 3 years left on his deal, he would still be on his team. They're looking forward. They're like, well, he only got a year left on his deal. He basically could do what we got two other guys that could do too. Let's move forward. So let's don't make it seem like you just seen, oh, this guy can't play. He don't fit their system. Fine.
Yeah.
Luke McCaffrey, he'll be fine, bro. I seen him play last year. I seen him make big catches against Arizona and Cincinnati last year. He got caught up in a little numbers game with the veteran receivers, whatever. Maybe he don't have all the little nuances of a veteran receiver playing that position.
We'll see. He may just be a career backup, and you're gonna need your backups when guys get hurt.
He'll be all right, man. As far as Noah Brown goes, stop bringing up Noah Brown name. Healthy or not, he's pedestrian at best. That's it. He's a glorified tight end. And that was the problem last year. We talked about this before. Until De'Ami Brown got in the game with the offense, they was doubling Terry because they wasn't scared of Noah Brown running past him. He's pedestrian. I don't care if he's hurt or he's healthy. I mean, really, it could have been – he might not have made the team this year.
He was for damn sure going to make the team. I appreciate you as always, Paul.
Yeah, well, he was going to make the team and only play in 7 to 8 games and get hurt. That's been his whole career.
That's been his story. I definitely think they're worse off without him than with him. And I appreciate the call as always. I mean, Paulie's cutthroat, man. We gotta break short here because we got the women in sports update coming up. Couple of housekeeping notes to get to when we come back. We'll get to Nell's Super Six Pack. We'll visit the players that we put in the six pack. How do they perform? Guys like Jayden Daniels, Kinlaw. We'll get you an in-depth breakdown of their performances coming up next. Plus, Washington signed an offensive tackle earlier this afternoon, one that's got 75 career starts. What does it mean? Touch on that next on the Team 980.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
301-230-0980, the number here on the Burgundy and Gold today. You're tapped into the youngest in charge of Noah Willingham. We'll take you up to 7 o'clock. 45 minutes left to go in the program. Coming up in about 13 minutes, our pal Trevor Sikkema, Pro Football Focus, going to join the program as we'll take a spin around the National Football League. We'll get his thoughts on the latest with the Washington Commanders. We'll also get his thoughts on the two AFC starting quarterbacks that were named earlier this afternoon. Joe Flacco named the starter in Cleveland, and then Daniel Jones named the starter for the Indianapolis Colts. We'll get his thoughts on that and a bunch more coming up in about 12 minutes or so when Trevor Sikkema joins us. We got a Commander's housekeeping note to get to, but before we get to that, I want to get to Nell's Super Six Pack, my top six Commanders that I had under the microscope heading in to yesterday.
Nell's Super Six Pack. 3, 3, 2, 1.
Number six in Nell's Super Six Pack, my top six Commanders that I had under the microscope heading into the second preseason game. Number six was the man that they call Bill. Jacory Kroski-Merritt, second preseason game. The box score numbers aren't going to be sexy for him. It was just 11 carries for 46 yards, but it was the 27-yard scamper that he had that really had people going, oh, yeah, that guy is real. When you think about all the scrutiny and turmoil that was surrounding this running back room heading into last night. Brian Robinson Jr. And the team mutually agreeing for him not to show up last night. It was a huge, huge opportunity for Bill and this entire running back room. Although he didn't get the start, he definitely made the most of his opportunities. Bill was actually asked post-game about how he felt about Brian Robinson Jr. not being there. And he had this to say.
How weird is it that Brian Robinson Jr.?
It's definitely...
That will now be known as the Bill Anthem all throughout this year. I had to talk with myself. I said it's going to be okay. I was upset about Brian Robinson Jr. getting cut and traded potentially here. Bill didn't know how to answer it postgame. People are all over Scott Abraham, by the way. All in the comments, saying all types of rude stuff about why would you ask him something like that? That was such an appropriate question to ask. And as a good reporter, he did so. For me, the bigger picture thing, and Bill obviously came out last night and totally, I don't even want to say he exceeded expectations, but he definitely made the most of his opportunity. I continue to believe that he's got the most juice out of anybody in the Commanders backfield. That includes Austin Ekeler. I still think Eckler's the best overall well-rounded back, the most well-rounded back that they have. But if you watched last night and you weren't intrigued by Bill Kroski Marathon, I don't know what to show you. Violent jump cuts, patience on the GT counter, the ability to break tackles. The only question I have with him is how is he going to hold up in pass pro? And based off of the lack of pass pro reps he had last night, it may be a situation where the Commander's like, nah, pass pro is not your strength. It's not what we're going to ask you to do. Number five, though, an L Super Six Pack. The top six Commanders that I had under the microscope last night. Jalen Lane was as advertised. We talked about him earlier in the show. I think the big thing with him is he just continues to show more and more each and every opportunity that he gets. We've seen him lined up in the slot. We've seen him lined up at the outside receiver. I thought last night he made a catch. I think it was from Sam Hartman where the defender's on his back, and it was a good route. He snapped it off at the top, and then, you know, Sam Hartman put the ball where really only he can get it, and he showed good, strong hands and caught the football. As I said earlier, I'll reiterate it here again. For Jalen Lane, the best-case scenario for him on this offense is winning one of the outside wide receiver jobs to me and allowing him to try and stress defenses vertically because right now, minus Terry McLaurin, and even when Terry comes back, he is the only guy that opposing defenses are going to be worried about in terms of taking the top off. Now, Deebo Samuel, I continue to reiterate, has had an excellent camp. He and Jayden Daniels hook up on the deep ball regularly. Will those opportunities be there in the regular season? That's the big question. But as far as Jalen Lane, I mean, not only does him winning vertically open up the rest of his game, but I think it opens up this offense as well. Totally. And he was awesome last night. If there's one area that I'm still looking at with him is like how consistent is he going to be down in, down out as a blocker. But number four in L's Super Six Pack, my top six Commanders that I had under the microscope last night, Kane Medrano. Didn't see a bunch of Kane. We're not going to get an injury report because it's preseason, but I believe he left that game pretty early and was replaced by El Cajo, the linebacker out of UCLA, another wild Samoan who just wants to go out and hit people. I was actually watching the game back over again here in studio, and like the first run of the game, Kane Medrano gets influenced by a potential bubble screen, and he's just not quick enough to diagnose it and know that it's an RPO, and the run was the part of the run pass option that happened. It goes back to what I said last week. Like, he flashes for sure. I just think for him, it's about playing with his hair on fire 24/7. That's what it's about. He's got to play with his hair on fire 24/7. That's what matters, right? I think he's got the speed. I think he's tough as nails. He's not ducking smoke. He wants to tackle. It's about how quickly can you diagnose it? How quickly can you read and react? And that, to me, he's got to get a little bit better at. But we didn't see him a lot last night. I don't know if it's an injury situation. We'll find out, I guess, tomorrow as Dan Quinn addresses the media. But Cain Medrano definitely didn't flash the way that he did in the first game last night. Number three in Nell's Super Six Pack, the quarterback, Jayden Daniels, 14-yard scramble last night that ends up going for a touchdown. He is someone to me, and I know it was only four plays last night. When he scored, I got absolute chills. And then just watching him on the sideline last night, and I know he only played four plays, so it was hard to really evaluate him. If you were watching the broadcast at home, you saw what I saw. I hope in life I find a coworker, friend, or whatever that looks at me the way that Zach Ertz looked at Jayden Daniels last night. Those two having their sideline conversations was awesome. I wish I could be a fly on the wall there. He had the interview with Lisa Salters where, you know, he ends up, you know, giving the funny that, you know, has made the rounds on social media. The kid's coming out of his shell. He's letting his personality hang out a little bit more, and I think it's best for this football team. You want to talk about aura, though, man. He had the bottom row of grills in last night. Jayden Daniels just gets it. He just gets it. And say what you want about young age folks and the social media era and the way that people want to be seen and the way that people want to pop it. Jayden Daniels does it in the most humble, non-braggadocious way possible, man. He is just the real deal. And I know there are some folks out there that don't like how often the mom is around and how often she's pictured. The reason he is wired the way that he is, the reason that he does not cut up and we don't have to worry about that guy is because he was raised right. Mom, pops, both did a tremendous job. Number two in Nell's Super Six Pack, my top six commanders that we had under the spotlight last night. Javon Kinlaw, awesome. Mentioned him earlier. A ball of butcher knives rolling downhill, man. Played the double team well. There was a couple of times where you really saw his get off and his initial strike really jolt the guard back, and he's just had a super strong camp, and I think he's going to end up being a difference maker on this football team. Him and this entire pass rush, though, man, last night I thought was absolutely awesome. And the thing that I said earlier in the show, I'll reiterate it here again. They were super lively. You felt their impact last night. You felt their impact all throughout training camp. Last night, the play that I posted on social media, Dorrance Armstrong lined up outside shade of the guard, doesn't get the sack, but he gets Joe Burrow off of his spot and he, you know, pushes him into the lap of Dietrich Wise and he ends up going down to the turf. When they get to, you know, show these different fronts and line up Dorrance inside and run their games and their twists and their stunts, they're a lethal group up front, man. And Dorrance in particular, when he is lined up on that outside shade of the guard, we saw it in the Detroit game. We saw it in the Tampa game. We saw it against Atlanta. When he's lined up on that outside shade of the guard, I mean, good luck. As a stand-up guy, he's winning with quickness. He's got good bend. And it feels like he is a cat. Although the sack numbers weren't there last year, Dante Fowler led your team with 10.5 sacks. But Dorrance Armstrong, the guy that led this team in pressures, if they earn the right to rush the passer and they're good on first and second down stopping the run, Dorrance Armstrong's going to have a career year. I think Javon Kinlaw, for that matter, going to have a career year as well. Number one in Nell's Super Six Pack, the guys that I was, you know, had under the microscope the most last night, Trey Amos and Marshawn Lattimore. Trey Amos, we found out, was a late scratch with a hamstring injury. They're going to monitor him here over the next couple of days. I doubt we see him in the preseason finale. So week one, now the next time, we're probably going to get to see Trey Amos. He's been awesome throughout camp. You missed a little bit of an opportunity for him to go up against Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins. You know who did miss that opportunity? Marshawn Lattimore. And you didn't hear his name called a bunch last night. I think that's for good reason. One, he didn't play a whole lot. And then two, you saw him get in there on a couple of run stops. Still think when it comes to this secondary, I thought we were going to get some major questions answered last night. If I'm being honest and transparent about it, I don't think we did. I don't think we did. So we'll see how that group looks, as we probably won't see them again until the season opener either. But that is Nell's Super Six Pack. Top six guys I had under the microscope last night. For the most part, Bill, Jay Lane, Jayden Daniels, Kinlaw, they all played well. I told you there was a housekeeping note that I wanted to get to before we got to our pal Trevor Sikkema. We'll do that on the other side of the break, and then Trevor Sikkema going to join us next here on the Burgundy and Gold today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
301-230-0980 is the number right here on the Burgundy and Gold today. Riding with you for about another half hour as we take you on your afternoon drive home. You're tapped into the youngest in charge on L. Willingham. If you want to keep the conversation going with me on social media, very, very easy thing to do. Same handle on all platforms. It is at @NELL_BTP. I mentioned that there was a Commander's housekeeping note that we wanted to get to. We'll get to that after we have a conversation with our pal Trevor Sikkema, the lead draft analyst for Pro Football Focus, also the co-host of the NFL Stock Exchange. So you can download that wherever you get your podcast. Or if you want to see his tremendously perfect hair, you can watch him on YouTube as well doing that show. Tampa Bay Trey, what's going on, brother?
I know, it's always good to be with you, man. I appreciate you having me on.
Yes, indeed, man. I know we've been, you know, working out some kinks to get this to happen. I'm so excited to catch up with you, my friend. First and foremost, I have to ask you about the lingering dark cloud here in our nation's capital. Terry McLaurin and the team still at odds when it comes to, you know, what he is worth in terms of a long-term extension. What have you made of this Terry McLaurin situation as it's played out here throughout the summer? And then what do you make of him having an excused absence last night while Trey Hendrickson was in the building?
Yeah, you know, when it comes to the excused absence, I think that's a lot of, I don't know, behind-the-scenes stuff that I can't necessarily speak to. I understand what he's doing, though, because yeah. Terry, for a long time, has been one of the most underrated receivers in the NFL. He's always been able to play at a really high level, and now we're getting to the point where he's getting up there in age. In all reality, this is probably the last really big extension that he's going to sign in his career. Not to say that he's, you know, anywhere close to retirement. I hope that he's not. But when you look at his career sort of moving forward, this is the last really big, in my opinion, cash cow for him. And so him and his agent are doing what they need to do to see if they can secure that. And, you know, this is kind of just how the game is played, right? When you think about Washington, how exciting this upcoming season is going to be for them. It is a business, as they say, and there's leverage involved. And I think that the Washington Commanders know, after last year making it to the NFC Championship game, they can certainly contend for that division title. They can contend for another NFC Championship game spot. Heck, even get to the Super Bowl with the momentum that they have. But I don't think they can do it without Terry McLaurin, especially getting to where they want to hoist that Lombardi trophy. They need him. He realizes that, and I think that it's simply just a business move. He clearly wants to be there. He's invested into the franchise. I think both sides are just kind of waiting for the 11th hour, as a lot of this is sort of what happens with these big deal contracts, is you wait to the 11th hour to make it happen. But I don't see it ending in anything other than a contract extension for him. It's just a matter of when that's going to happen and for how much.
Yeah, I definitely, you know, I hope that's how it plays out. I continue to have this uneasy feeling about it, man. The longer it goes on, the more, you know, less likely it seems that it happens. But I think everyone here in the nation's capital has got that same thought process as you, my friend, that, look, this is just negotiating. You do wonder, though, how the relationship is impacted long term. Last year, when Ja'Marr Chase dealt with his hold-in with Cincinnati, you saw him blow up in that Week 2 game against Kansas City, and he attributed it to, like, hey, this is just months and months of frustration with this situation, and you hope that doesn't happen here in our nation's capital. On to something more positive out of D.C. I know we didn't get to see him last night, Trevor, but Trey Amos has been the story of Washington Commanders training camp in terms of, like, the biggest bright spot that you're seeing. What were your thoughts on him coming out of Ole Miss, and do you think he's got the chops to potentially be this team's number one cornerback in Week 1 against Malik Nabers and the Giants?
I was pretty bullish on Trey Amos, and he was a big reason why I liked the moves that they made with Josh Connerly and then Trey Amos there in the draft. I had Amos as, I believe, a top 30 player, if not a top 40 player for sure, and I felt like I was pretty much riding the Trey Amos train really since I got eyes on him. I mean, yeah. You look at this player who's been incredibly productive throughout his college career at a couple of different stops there, really high forcing completion percentage, which is a number that we love to lean on at PFF because, you know, there's the interceptions. I think that people look at interceptions and they look at passes defended, but a forced incompletion could mean a lot of different things. Yes, it obviously means an interception, but it could also mean something like just disrupting the catch point. But maybe you don't get your hand on the ball, so technically it doesn't count as a PBU, but disrupting the catch point with great timing, that gets you a forced incompletion number. Being able to cut off a route because you recognize it very well and you force an incompletion, that also sort of goes into that statistic. And so to me and to us at PFF, that's a much more stable ball production type of a number that you can lean on, that you could say, okay, if this player is doing this consistently at a good rate, you can think that you can expect that to continue. It's not just a lucky stat. And so we always want to try to take luck out of it as much as possible. And Trey Amos was somebody who throughout his entire career graded very highly and had a lot of high scores in that specific category. So that's one that I always love to lean on with those guys. And when you looked at how he played the game, to me, that also went into that being very consistent, having those long arms, being a press man corner, but also really developing in his off-zone coverage instincts last year, a guy who really had a knack for getting the ball and attacking the ball when he was in the air. And so, you know, when you look at Marshawn Lattimore, what he was last season, I know he was dealing with an injury, and they certainly want him to be a big player for them this upcoming season. But to me, no, I wouldn't be shocked if Trey Amos is able to step in and maybe not Week 1 right away, but become that starting outside cornerback to be able to give Mike Sainer still that flexibility to play in the slot or play on the outside. I think his development would be huge if they're able to get him to a level where he's really an impact starter in year one.
So right now, and I've been, you know, out there boots on the ground each and every day at camp, right now that is the current the way that things are playing out. Initially, him and Jonathan Jones were battling for snaps, but over the past couple of weeks, it has been Trey Amos and Marshawn Lattimore on the perimeter, and Mikey Samuels still kicking back inside to the slot. One thing that's going to help that group in coverage is if this pass rush can be more consistent. They rehauled their front four, bringing in a guy like Javon Kinlaw. They brought in Dietrich Wise. Javon Kinlaw, though, Trevor, throughout camp has been – as advertised, I don't know if you've ever gotten the chance to, you know, share the same playing field with that guy and stand next to him. Trevor, he's just a mountain of a man. And last night in his debut in the preseason, he played like it. A couple of plays where you really see, you know, the violent hand strike knocking and shocking the right guard. And you see him playing double teams and being violent, using his hands, trying to get off of blocks. Going back to like him coming out of college and then what he's been to this point in his career, what has been the issue with Javon Kinlaw? Why has this former top 15 pick, you know, bounced around the NFL? And do you think Washington could be that permanent landing spot for him?
Yeah, I think inconsistency. And you know, when we look at players like this, and, you know, it's funny because I think that this story is also being played out on a national level at a different position, you know, with a guy like Anthony Richardson, mm-hmm. where you convince yourself that drafting these players high is worth it because you say to yourself, okay, well, obviously they need time. They need time to figure it out. They need time to kind of come into their own. A lot of times it is with younger prospects, which I believe Javon Kinlaw was when he was coming out in his draft class. Anthony Richardson was when he was coming out. And I'm not trying to sort of make an excuse for those guys' struggles and say that everybody should, you know, keep giving them chances and everything. But the fact of the matter is that a lot of teams make draft picks like that. But the problem is that the regimes sometimes don't have the leash to actually let it play out, right? You get head coaches that have these demands and these general managers that have these demands of success and more wins this year than last year. And all of a sudden, a guy gets on the hot seat, and now all of a sudden he can't wait for this player to develop anymore. So now you got to kind of maybe shortcut his development. You got to shortcut his teaching. Okay, well, let's just get him out there and make sure that he can play, maybe not to the best of his abilities. And so there's a lot of, I'll say, a little bit of politicking that sometimes goes into player development. And for Javon Kinlaw, I mean, even if you look at him at PFF grades, he has graded pretty poorly throughout his career to this point. And it's been a lot of inconsistent stuff. And for a player who is, you mentioned, as strong as he is, really has struggled in run defense. Like, he just has not had that recognition and anticipation. He's not exactly where he needs to be, and he hasn't been as dominant as he can be. So it's great, obviously, to see him and hear that he is playing well and playing up to his athletic potential, because you go over to, you know, any draft site that has, you know, combine measurables or spider charts and things like that, and I mean, it's completely filled out for this guy. I mean, there's just not a lot of defensive linemen, specifically interior defensive linemen, that are built like him. And specifically for Dan Quinn, they're willing to, I think, use him in a variety of different ways. You could play him as a nose tackle, you could play him as a three tech, you could play him as a four eye sort of odd front defensive end if you want to, because he's got that strength, length, and explosiveness to him. It's just a matter of getting the right coaching. I'm a big Dan Quinn believer. I always feel, especially on the defensive side of the ball, he is going to know, and his staff is going to know how to coach these guys upright, and I certainly hope it happens for Javon Kinlaw.
I hope it does as well, man, for the success of this Washington Commanders football team. The biggest thing to me that's going to dictate success or failure with them, man, is can they earn the right to rush the passer? Last year, third worst in the National Football League, Trevor, in terms of rushing yards allowed before contact. It was a group that just struggled to play the run. Even last night in the limited snaps, there were a couple of run fit issues. So it'll be something that you monitor to start the season. But that to me is the thing with this Washington Commanders team. If they can get better at stopping the run, I think they'll be better all around. Let's close the book on the Commanders here for a second and take a spin around the NFL. You briefly mentioned the Anthony Richardson situation in Indianapolis. In terms of the job security of Chris Ballard and Shane Steichen, do you think the passing of Jim Irsay gives them a little bit longer of a leash as they're transitioning power there in that organization? Or do you think it's kind of crap or get off of the pot for that group this year?
Yeah, I don't think it does. I really do. And I think that they're playing with fire a little bit here. Now, when I say that, I don't say that, you know, if you think that Richardson's the wrong choice at quarterback, but you know he might give you a little bit longer of a leash, that's not a good reason to start him. Certainly as a head coach, you want to be able to feel like you can have the most confidence in your quarterback, because it means so much to this game. And I think the Shane Steichen certainly showed that last year when he benched Anthony Richardson, and now he is saying that again here with Daniel Jones. I think the tough part just comes down to, hey, who is really making the decisions here, right? And I know that after the draft pick of Richardson, certainly they had a very unified front. Shane Steichen talked about how much he liked him. Obviously, Chris Ballard is the one pulling the trigger and actually making the pick. But, you know, is there any situation where Steichen sort of goes like, yeah, I mean, you could check the records. You can ask the scouting staff. Like, I didn't want this guy. Like, he wasn't my number one choice. And Ballard kind of wanted him. Now, I don't feel as though there's going to be that division. I feel like it's probably going to be a little bit more in unison. But I do look at that regime in Indianapolis, and all of a sudden it kind of comes down to, hey, if you don't win nine games, which might seem unrealistic, but with the quarterback situation, but if they don't win nine games, I think it's a really easy, hey, thanks, you know, for all your hard work, but we're going to go in a different direction here, because you kind of want to do that. If you're drafting a new quarterback next year anyways, which it feels like they're going to do, mm-hmm. you might want to go into that with a fresh general manager, a fresh head coach. And you know, I'm saying that saying I like Chris Ballard. I do. I think he's got a good eye for talent, especially in the mid rounds. You know, have some of the first round and top 50 picks not worked out. Yes, but man, especially in the mid rounds, I think he's gotten some really good picks there. I think he's a good eye for talent, and I like Shane Steichen. I really do. I think that if he ends up getting canned in Indianapolis, he'll probably be an offensive coordinator somewhere else. But then I think that he will get another crack at being a head coach, because I do like him in that regard. But it's tough. It's tough to go into a hot seat year with a quarterback battle, and now you're going with the guy who is a journeyman instead of the number four overall pick that you guys personally handpicked there. So, yeah, it's tough in Indianapolis. Now they're sort of under the gun there.
From one AFC South team to another, I've gotten the chance to talk to some folks up there in Tennessee, and rave reviews coming out of Titans camp about Cam Ward, leadership, ball placement, accuracy. So I got into a little bit of a skirmish the other day with Jeffrey Simmons. Shows the type of moxie the kid has. Do you think, Trevor, that he can have a Jayden Daniels, C.J. Stroud-esque impact on the Titans? Because it feels like, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, probably one of the more unheralded number one overall picks in recent memory here, man. Doesn't seem like he's getting a lot of hype.
Yeah, I mean, you are correct. I mean, I'm a big draft guy, and when I looked at Cam Ward, he was without question my QB1 last year, but it was sort of a QB1 that had some caveats to it, right? Yeah. I mean, you looked at some of the decisions that he made, some of the turnover-worthy plays that he had throughout his college career, and you just go, man, is that going to rear its ugly head in the NFL? But I will echo your sentiment. The people that I talked to within the Titans organization, the people that cover that organization, it has been nothing but rave reviews for Cam Ward. And I absolutely love that, because everything that I've heard about him in the pre-draft process was just, you know, people, of course, praise the talent, but also just the work ethic, the mentality, who he is as a leader, who he is as a teammate, how much he wants to win, that competitiveness about him. And so it's great to see that manifesting already. And so, you know, it's tough to say, like, hey, can he have a C.J. Stroud, Jayden Daniels type of effect, just because you want to have respect for what those guys were able to do, because those are unbelievable jobs with them their rookie season. But I do think that the Tennessee Titans are going to win a couple more games than people expect them to, simply because Cam Ward is there. So yeah. I think that he is going to make that roster that is still turning over. That roster still needs a good amount of talent infused into it over the next offseason or two. But I think that they're going to get a couple of sneaky wins here and there, because Cam Ward has that much confidence in himself, and it feels like the organization has that in him as well.
Trevor, we appreciate you as always, my friend. We'll do it again soon, man.
Yeah, appreciate it, Lonnie. Anytime, man.
That is Trevor Sikkema, Pro Football Focus. Make sure you give him a follow on all social media platforms at Tampa Bay Trey. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, the Commanders housekeeping note that I wanted to get to. They brought in an offensive lineman that's got 75 career starts. What does it mean for this Commanders offensive line? That's next here on the Team 980. One final segment before we hand things off here as we tick you on your afternoon drive home. Been a blast. Strong show to this point. Big thank you to our guy Trevor Sikkema, who just joined us in the last segment. If you missed that conversation, download the always free Odyssey app. Use the Odyssey Rewind feature and go back to the 640 segment. Told you I wanted to get you a Commander's housekeeping note before we get out of here. Last week, the team worked out two veteran tackles. And I said at that point, if they sign one of those veteran tackles, it definitely could and should mean something. Well, they did sign one of those veteran tackles. George Faint, now going to be a member of the Washington Commanders. 75 career starts for George Faint. So someone that's, you know, well-traveled in this league. What does it mean, though, for the current state of this Commanders offensive line? Pure speculation on my behalf. I want to put that out on the forefront. Pure speculation on my behalf. But I think them signing George Fant definitely, to me, says that something may be a little bit more severe when it comes to Brandon Coleman's injury than we're being led on to believe. Andrew Wiley has had to kick inside to guard. I think without Coleman, you got to leave Wiley at guard full time here. Wiley's the backup guard. If your opening day starting guard tandem is Wiley and Nick Allegretti, your first backup guard off the bench is Chris Paul. I think your second may be Trent Scott, but I'm thinking you're going to want to use him as more of a swing tackle. So George Fant, I think you need more bodies at the tackle spot now that we're in a situation where, you know, Brandon Coleman potentially is going to be on the shelf here. And if you think about how his rookie season went, that was the big issue. Could not stay off of the trainer's table. Here in year number two, having a little bit of the same issue. I know we saw him work out pregame. J.P. Finley said that it was a big leg sleeve that he was wearing. And we'll see, man. We're not going to get an official injury report until not this Tuesday coming up, but the following Tuesday. So we'll see here, man. I think the Brandon Coleman injury could be a little bit worse than maybe we're being led on to believe. Hopefully, though, cross your fingers, he'll be ready and available for the season opener. That's going to do it, though, here for the Burgundy and Gold today. You've been tapped into the youngest in charge, Lynnell Willingham. We're back with you tomorrow with my 53-man roster, 1.0. It'll be the first stab at creating a 53-man roster, so make sure you stick around for that. We'll also be joined by Odyssey NFL insider Ross Tucker. So make sure you keep it locked right here on the Team 980.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.